Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 9th, 2015. It's hour number two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Riding shotgun today, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, joelskousen.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir. Hope you had a great weekend.
Well, it was a hardworking weekend as usual, but glad to be with you, Sam.
All right. We're going to talk about the World Affairs Brief and all that's in it. But beforehand, there was a report that came out last week that I find fascinating. They say Vladimir Putin is autistic. They say he has a form of Asperger's, and that's why he's making all the decisions that he has. And when I first saw that, it just smacks of the United States propaganda, Joel Skousen. What do you think?
Well, I have no comment. I have never heard the report, and I certainly wouldn't blame anything that Putin's doing on any disease. This is a person who is no hero. He's not standing up to the globalists. I object very much to all of the anti-globalists, both left and right. They're cheering Putin because they think he's getting one strong enough to, you know, this is a person intending to strike the West. He started out this past week with a bold-faced lie, saying Russia does not have any intention to attack any person, even as he's attacking Ukraine. I mean, how blatant is that?
Well, isn't that a standard communist tactic just to say we're not doing it, even though blatantly they're doing it?
Yeah, but this is way too blatant. I mean, you know, it's been well established. He's got tanks and artillery in there. It's been a stealth invasion until, you know, 3 months ago, and they got open troops. And, of course, the West really isn't covering it. They aren't showing the satellite photos that they have that shows definitively all of these types of things. And, of course, the Ukraine itself is sabotaging their own war. The Ukraine government, and I take a very rough view of those to continue to push the propaganda that this was a Western coup in Ukraine. I've got the proof that it was a Russian coup that installed a fake pro-Western government, and that is that the secret police, who were guarding all of the government palaces and standing up to the protesters, suddenly went to their barracks all by themselves and didn't show up and let the protesters win.
In other words, the first thing you have to do to understand this is reject everything that you're told and everything you think you know, right, Joel?
Well, you know, it's incredible. I mean, I just got this from the normal news, you know, that the Berkut went back to their barracks, and not a single media person asked why and who gave the orders. And then on the next day, the Saturday, the Party of Regents, who controlled with an overwhelming majority the Rada, which is their parliament in Ukraine, voted to oust Yanukovych, their leader. Now, that's like constitutional conservatives having a three-month-long protest, burning tires in the cities in Washington, D.C., and then suddenly the Marine Guards don't show up and guard the White House and let us completely walk through, and the next day the Democratic Congress votes to oust Barack Obama. That's exactly what it would look like, and how many people in the United States would believe that? And yet not a single media person ever questioned or even asked the question, how could the protesters have won? They just announced they won. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Then NATO has non-response to Russian aggression in the Ukraine, right?
Yeah, you know, instead of actually, you know, doing something about the Russian, you know, response, sure, we've got a few mercenaries in there who are running with their tails between the legs because they're supposed to be advising the Ukrainian army, but the Ukrainian army is corrupt, and the generals themselves are trying to lose the war, the defections all over the place. But instead of going in there and actually saying, you know, we're not going to let you take over this country, NATO, and putting in some shock-resistant troops, what do? They run off to Moscow with a new peace agreement. And what I covered in the World Affairs Brief is that how much worse can you get? I mean, the ceasefire agreement last September gave eastern Ukraine, at least the two provinces there, almost total autonomy. And the ceasefire was never honored by the Russian side of the thing. And yet you go to Moscow with another ceasefire. I mean, what is this? It's obvious that NATO and the U.S. do not intend to contest Vladimir Putin. I think they know that this is a globalist, I mean, that Russia is intending to take back the former Soviet states. They're not getting in the way, and they don't want to confront him directly too much because it might provoke World War III too early, and they know that Russia and China really aren't ready for that yet. And so they are, you know, they have to wait until, obviously, Russia and China attack. They can't appear as if they're attacking Russia. They wanted to appear, of course, that it is Russia and China's initiative to attack the West. So this is a very, very complex game that they're playing. And, you know, I'm just, it's just incredible to think that, you know, we've got this dangerous of an enemy with Russia and China, and we keep playing footsie with them and disarming as we go.
It's almost as if we're faking different sides of the issue, but the truth is we've got the same agenda going on, right?
Well, the agenda is to get us into World War III, because the globalists know that only through a nuclear war where the United States military is decapitated — I'm not saying that the Russians and Chinese are going to nuke American cities. They are not. They are intending to nuke the military and then blackmail the U.S. into submission. And our globalist government, in my opinion, wants this. They're disarming, they're bending them backwards to appear weak. They want this attack so that they can come out of their bunkers and they're protected against this attack and say, you know, the Russians and Chinese deceived us. The only way now that we can win this war is to join together in a new version of a global government, a militarized global government, and fight Russia and China. And I think they'll bring out secret weapon systems, including space-based interceptors, to stop any further nuclear attacks from occurring while they regroup. But in the meantime, the U.S. will be devastated with an EMP attack. There'll be massive social unrest, and people will simply give up and say, government, save us. Do whatever it takes. Forget about national sovereignty. Forget about, you know, our rights. Just save us. I think that's what we're headed for. Not imminent. I think it's still too early. But you can't explain U.S. disarmament in the face of Russian rearmament and Chinese rearmament with any other thing other than the fact that we intend to take the first hit and rally people to a global government because of it.
Well, you got one theater, which is really Russia, NATO, Ukraine, etc. Then you got Israel running Syrian rebels from Jordan.
That's right.
And a lot of hot spots.
Yeah, coming out all the time. It's really interesting, and I covered you know, the evidence that there was some really another, I mean, obviously somebody got burned, you know, in this particular video, though. It was once again staged with all kinds of flashbacks and video techniques, this ISIS burning of this Jordanian, you know, pilot. But, you know, when I looked at this bulldozer coming in and crushing the cage after the person burned, and by the way, there's a lot of fakey things that really bothered me, and one of those was the melting face, the dripping face, you know, inflaming, and the way that this person acted while under fire. It's just, you know, not what happens when a person is flaming. I mean, they're just literally wild. You know, his actions were too slow. They were not reacting fast enough. He would have succumbed much, much sooner to the smoke. It took too long. The face was dripping. There was something really that was very sophisticated in putting this thing on. And then the bulldozer comes in and crashes the cage, and it turns out to be square hollow metal tubing. That stuff you can bend in your bare hands. You know, the guy was to the side of the cage. He didn't even attempt to. He could have walked right through the bars. So there's really something strange about this burning video. But what it did do, it once again energizes the world that this is the most horrific organization in the world. Jordan now and the United States have just supposedly bombarded ISIS with multiple airstrikes. But they never seem to win anything with these multiple airstrikes. And you can't, of course, with multiple airstrikes. But it does keep the war on terror going and keeps people, you know, churning about these types of things.
All you've got to do is put in the government-sponsored disinformation teams, and then, hey, nobody can really understand what's really happening. And the sad part is people don't even have the stomach to follow it all.
Well, I know, and it's very, very complex. When you're running these kinds of deceptions, when you're running both the pro-drug side and the anti-drug side and the pro-terror side and the anti-terror side, it's just extremely complex, to follow. But clearly, the U.S. and Israel has been using Jordan as the base of operations to help out these terrorists.
Joel Skousen with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, worldaffairsbrief.com, joelskousen.com are your websites. Joel Riding Shotgun, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
This half hour of Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with TetonSports.com. All right, government-sponsored disinformation teams are happening globally. You got evidence of Israel running Syrian rebels from Jordan. You got that hot spot. You got NATO's non-response to Russian aggression in the Ukraine. And you got people running around saying Vladimir Putin's autistic. But it gets worse even here at home. And I'm going to insert a couple of quick articles here that Kurt sent me. Judge Roy Moore, Alabama Chief Justice, makes 11th hour attempt to halt gay marriage. Okay, that's where he stands. That's what he's trying to do. He basically claims that, hey, we can nullify. The federal government does not have authority to order around the states and violate the state of Alabama's constitution. Now, that's Judge Roy Moore's stance. However, here's the propaganda headlines, then, Joel, your response. Alabama showdown. Supremes say, go gay. Alabama Supremes. And the Alabama showdown. Supremes say, go gay. Well, Alabama's largest paper mocks Christian Judge Roy Moore and asks, is Roy Moore a closet homosexual? The propaganda is at an all-time high in America, sir.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, to demean Judge Roy Moore with that kind of, a headline shows this is really yellow journalism at its worst. But, we know that the major newspapers in the United States have been always in lockstep with government. CIAs have been feeding money to reporters for years to plant stories both in Europe and the United States. And of course, we have this major propaganda battle going about the war on terror, ISIS, and, Al-Qaeda. And most of these things are just invented. That doesn't mean that there's not real terror. There's real terror has grown since the U.S. has intervened. But almost none of the terrorists know that the leadership of terrorism, whether it's Syria, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all work for intelligence services. And we knew that, for example, when this latest Charlie Hebdo attack, I covered that in the World Affairs Brief, where they claimed that one of these brothers came out of the same cell in Yemen that the underwear bomber came out of. Well, we know the underwear bomber was a U.S. planned operation just simply to give the TSA the excuse to put out these X-ray machines, because the guy didn't even know. He wasn't a trained terrorist. Didn't even know that you can't light plastic explosives with a match. The same thing with the shoe bomber. These were both fake terrorist attacks put out by mind-controlled or hypnotized patsies put on airplanes and told to light these explosives with a match so that they could be caught. Didn't intend to take down any airplanes. But, I mean, this is the kind of wave of propaganda, and there are all kinds of red flags that the media is very careful not to bring out. Look at what happened in the Brian Williams scandal that's just come out here. Here's a person, if any right-wing commentator had lied about the things, even phony right-wing like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, they would have been crucified in the media and laughed off the stage. And what do they do with Brian Williams? They allow him to get away with these half-cocked excuses about my memory failed me. I mean, the guy just plain lied. And yet you have article after article coming out with doctors, controlled doctors, saying, well, we can understand, the memory has problems with age, and they're giving all kinds of medical problems to explain away this. And then
they back into taking him off the stage a little bit by having him take himself off of the news, saying, well, I've become too part of the news. Now he's basically holier than thou, above reproach, because he did that himself, right?
Yeah, and then, what their strategy is, of course, let's see if it dies down. If it dies down, we can let him back on. I mean, everybody is rooting to get him back in his place, and the guy deserves to go down like anybody who would get caught in a major scandal. But it's a double standard in this life, a double standard for those that are on the left or the pro-government media. It's not really on the left. It appears leftist because government is pro-socialism.
Well, and the example is Judge Roy Moore. I don't know how successful he'll be, but just imagine if across the country all 50 states had a leader like Judge Roy Moore and they all stood up. We'd have a different game, but everybody else caved.
Yes, that's right. And everyone is going to cave to the Supreme Court, and I think they're going to rule, of course, in favor of gay rights. And everybody, especially Utah, will get into lockstep in that and say, well, the Supreme Court has ruled. That's got to be the law of the land.
But don't worry. The Republicans are going to, they already had a landslide win. They're going to go ahead and take control in 2016. In fact, Joel Skousen at worldaffairsbrief.com has political notes on the Republican nomination. It's going to save us, right, Joel?
Well, it's just
amazing.
I have said all along, I think they're going to give us a Republican president. That's where all the focus is. John Kerry's hinting that he may drop into the presidential race, and I think that's necessary just because Hillary has a lot of baggage. She's got health problems. She's not charismatic. If the press doesn't carry her, I think she's intending to lose this. I just don't think that she can stand it. There's so much backlash against the Obama administration, the Democrats. I think we're going to get a controlled Republican. And, you know, they were really worried for there for a while there with Mitt Romney trying to get back into the race. They would have had to run the same kind of campaign, waste a lot of effort to get him out of the race. They want someone like Chris Christie as their first choice. He's pretty damaged goods right now, though. You know, they keep bringing him back. He'll be a contender, I guarantee you. But right now, it looks like Jeb Bush is the one that they're...
Now, what I find fascinating is they had a private meeting in Utah between Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush, and I think what the kind of the discussion went like this. Mitt will outspend you, will destroy you. You better just back down. The question becomes, does Jeb Bush have a spot for Mitt where they could kind of broker a deal, or is Mitt just flat out sidelined?
No, Mitt's out. I think it's very interesting that, you know, when the meeting came off, virtually none of the press in Utah covered it. It wasn't even there on that day. There was just no coverage. It was basically told them this is a secret meeting and there's not going to be any statement, and there wasn't. They should have demanded to know, but I don't think there was a deal made at all. You can't outspend Mitt Romney. I think Mitt Romney could have, in fact, had he wanted to go through. I mean, there's a lot of what I call the remorse factor after Obama, a lot of heartfelt, oh, wow, we should have elected Mitt Romney. And he could have ridden that a long way, even though I don't think he would have been good for the conservative cause. He was too much of a compromiser and buying in to all of the establishment advisors from the CFR. But he's out now. Paves the way for Jeb Bush. It's kind of his nomination to lose. But they've got a bevy of people lined up to challenge anybody who, you know, comes up that is a real serious threat. And the real serious threat is Rand Paul. He stepped into the vaccine debate this week, which caused a firestorm within the establishment defending vaccines, and it's still going on.
Yeah, but I got a concern about that. On one hand, he backs choice, but then, you know, don't listen to what I say because what you do is so loud I can't hear what you're saying kind of an idea. On one hand, he said he's for choice, which I agree with, and we shouldn't force anybody to do anything. On the other hand, he tweets himself taking the jab. Incongruent, to say the least.
And Christie did the same thing. But, you know, it shows that just to even mention the issue of parental choice just causes the pro-government media to go bombastic. I mean, and I can't tell how many times I heard the media say this autism vaccine has been debunked long ago with numerous. It has not been debunked. In fact, you know, the one thing that they've caught up on, I mean, there's the whole crisis, of course, about the CDC covering up for the autism link. And that was a major scandal, which they had to...
Well, and if you want to get technical, too, nobody's died from the measles in America for a long time. But there are plenty of deaths from vaccines.
That's right.
And so the truth stands on its own if you're willing to do the research. In fact, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund spends a lot of money on, quote, safe and effective vaccines. Joel Skousen with us. Back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. WorldAffairsBrief.com.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Joel Skousen riding shotgun on the broadcast today. This half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is your answer. All right, Joel Skousen, before we drill into this vaccine discussion, though, I just want to finish on this Republican political notes, if you will. Political notes on the Republican nomination. Bottom line is, do you think it's going to be a Jeb Bush against a Hillary?
Well, they first of all got to defeat Rand Paul. I think he's going to be the strongest of the Tea Party candidates. He's quite charismatic. He's very, very good. He is a compromiser, so they're going to have trouble, pitting.
But he can't garner the kind of cash they really need, $1 billion. Come on.
No, the point is, though, that he's still going to be a very, very strong contender with the major wing of the Republican Party, which is the Tea Party and conservative wing. And they have to, you know, look at how many millions they had to spend to defeat Ron Paul last cycle. And then Mitt Romney, even though Mitt Romney wasn't a true conservative, they still had to defeat him because they did not want him in the nomination. And they're gearing up for the same type of a battle with just a long list of potential people. Watch for the phony polling. Just like in 2012, you had one person after another surge in the polls. These surges are always phony. There's nothing to explain why Rick Santorum would have to surge twice and why Newt Gingrich would surge and then Mr. Kane and you know, dozens of others. Rick Perry was a phony surge.
They were phony, Joel, they all surged one after the other. Instead of a multi-surge or a battle and a discussion and then one breakout as the winner, everybody almost had their wave. How could there just be such an organized series of waves? Come on.
But the real key to understanding a phony surge is that there was nothing to justify the surge.
To create it,
there,
right.
There was no news item that suddenly put him in the news other than the fact that the surge was the news. Well, what was the, you know, a surge has to come either up or down because of a news item about someone that makes him very popular or makes him unpopular.
But there's no way the surges would all happen just like synchronized one after the other either.
That's right.
Come on.
There's no way that the public switches to one person and suddenly he's got a 40% from a 2% rating. I mean, where do you get that stuff? This was all absolutely phony.
And propaganda from the mainstream press.
I mean, they got Governor Scott Walker in there, and he's making all kinds of establishment noises. You've got a few wild cards in there, like Ben Carson, and a lot of people ask me about Ben Carson because it seems so conservative and things, but I'm very wary of someone who gets invited to speak before President Obama in the White House.
There's no question. I'm also concerned now. He basically says everybody must take the jab. Everybody must take vaccines. He also then is very soft on gun control. He believes that, man, you just can't have a gun, Joel. There's a lot of fail points that we've already seen as we, scrape off that veneer?
I'm saying, you know, no one would have got to speak before the White House had he ever taken a real conservative stand about anything before. And he obviously didn't. So either he was, you know, lacks courage or was a Johnny come lately, or he's a front for something. But he certainly clearly needs a lesson in libertarian law, talking about rights of society versus rights of individual. There are no rights of society. There are only individual rights.
Yeah, there's no such thing as the collective. That's a propaganda tool designed by those who want to destroy freedom. So where do we go then? Is there anybody that's serious? Anybody we can get behind, Joel?
Well, I don't think so. You know, Ted Cruz says a lot of nice things. He's more charismatic and get further than Mike Lee, who's kind of a soft, cherubic guy. You know, Mike Lee has got the mantra in Utah of an arch conservative, but he really isn't. You know, his father, Rex Lee, was a real compromiser in government and as Solicitor General. He's the one who came up with the novel interpretation justifying Reagan's intervention in Grenada. Well, somebody had to have the power. It doesn't matter if he didn't have a constitution. Somebody had to have the power to do something. You know, that was Rex Lee, the supposed champion of the Constitution. And even though his son, Mike Lee, has got off to a better start because people are looking and expecting for him to be a very, very strong leader, so he kind of slipped into the vacuum there. I think when push comes to shove, he won't be any stronger than his father. I don't think Ted Cruz, you know, his wife has got ties to Goldman Sachs and the big banks. You know, even Senator Ben Sack of Nebraska, who's being touted, you know, this guy has been in all kinds of establishment positions at a university. I just don't trust these people to carry the banner of true constitutional conservative.
Well, when it comes to Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, I mean, there's a lot of suggestion, and I'm actually on board with this, that they're not constitutionally qualified to serve either.
Well, that may well be true. I don't think that's really the critical thing as much as, look at Barack Obama. I mean, an illegal alien is the president with a phony Social Security card, but boy, can they cover up for somebody if they want to. And certainly they did in Barack Obama. I really think the important thing is we need to have a constitutional conservative. The last one we, you know, had was Ron Paul, and he built the movement. I think that Rand Paul is going to be a strong contender, though. You watch the debates. He's going to be the one to beat because he's going to be a very, very good debater. If he doesn't compromise too much, I mean, if he backtracks on these vaccine statements like he did, people cheered Ron Paul because he just would not back down. And they had to suborn the polls. They had to, you know, bury his polling numbers after these debates because they were showing overwhelming favorites.
So any guess who's going to emerge on both sides of this phony scenario?
Well, you know, I think they really want Hillary to have the nomination. I think they want her to go down. The establishment doesn't like Hillary, even though they control her. They control the Clintons. They've got a lot of skeletons. She would really try to run the presidency. They really want a compliant puppet in there. And, you know, Marco Rubio turned the corner and went to speak at the Brookings Institution, has become a globalist ever since. You know, Jeb Bush is a globalist. They're just trying to worry about how to repackage the Bush name. It's interesting when the Washington Post brought up the fact that Bush has got a problem with his name, they wouldn't even enunciate any of the issues that made the Bush name bad. You know, they just wanted to mention that we're aware of this, but they put it in the least negative, critical way that they could by just saying there's a problem with the Bush name. Well, what? Let's itemize. If you wanted to crucify somebody, you'd itemize the neocon agenda and, you know, the fact that the conservatives don't trust Bush. But they didn't want to put any ideas in people's minds.
about Bush. They just simply wanted to acknowledge that it was there and then make it go away. So it's very interesting now to watch the media and how they manipulate pros and cons of candidates and polling and other things, and the way that they manipulated this vaccine issue against Rand Paul and Chris Christie, and both of them backtracked very, very strongly. But I'll tell you, to bring out measles, which isn't even a deadly disease, as the jumping-off point for mandatory vaccine shows they've really been waiting to jump on this bandwagon. And, I mean, look at this measles. There was a 391 infections in the Amish thing several months ago, and it didn't even hardly make the news except to bash the so-called Amish for being unvaccinated. And now we have, what, 179, and a lot of people who were vaccinated picked up the measles, which shows they weren't affected. Now the media is rallying around the fact that we need mandatory vaccinations to keep people from getting the measles. It's just crazy.
Do you think they're going to push and get this done, or we're going to be all forced to take the jab, Joel?
No, I don't think it's going to take a lot more. There is a massive resistance against vaccines. That's why they're coming out so strongly against it. This autism link is very, very strong, as we pointed out in the brief. The doctor in Britain has supposedly, you know, falsified the results. He actually still stands by his results, and there are dozens of other studies that do stand by the autism link. And we do have the biggest falsification is the whistleblower from the CDC saying that they actually falsified the results in the opposite direction to show no link with autism. And not a single media person, of course, is bringing that out in the balance. All they can say is it's been debunked. It hasn't been debunked at all. The biggest scandal lies at the feet of the pro-vaccine people in the CDC itself. But clearly they're heading for mandatory vaccinations. California's already put forth legislation to demand or take away the exemptions, religious exemptions for vaccines, that you have to have permission from a doctor, you know, to get out from underneath it. They're going to bear down on this, and that's why I gave...
Will they just create more and more disease crises to push their point, you think? Will they create false flags to really...
Well, you know, the Ebola was, I thought, was going to be, you know, part of this, but they didn't really have a vaccine in Ebola.
It just served as another issue to make another scare. Scare upon scare upon scare upon scare. They'll see how far they get before they move to the real false flag operations. Joel Skousen with us. We'll talk more in seconds. WorldAffairsBrief.com on your radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also,
also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen, our guest, worldaffairsbrief.com. We're talking about these vaccinations, and then I want to move to Scott Walker. Kurt's got some updates on that right before the end of the hour. But to finish on this vaccine thing, Joel Skousen, it seems to me like they're going to create just deception, deception, deception. See how far along the spectrum to force vaccinations they can get. And they'll change the laws to make sure you don't have exemptions. They'll push harder. They'll ridicule. They'll mock. They'll educate the American people to rat on their neighbor. And or like there's articles right now saying, hey, if your kid is at a playground with other kids, moms are kind of, you know, hey, are your kids vaccinated? It's a shame when kids aren't vaccinated because, golly, we could all get sick. And it's those irresponsible parents. And then, hey, play date's over if your kid's not vaccinated. Kind of a thing. They're going to propagandize this thing until the cows come home. But if they don't get their way, do you think they're going to push harder and create false flag operations over this?
This is one of those things they won't take no for an answer. And the two things I fear is that when you step into the medical environment, for any reason whatsoever, they're going to start to demand to know what your vaccination records are. And there's always the threat of Child Protective Services then knocking at your door and taking away your children if you refuse vaccines or not giving them back in that case. The other portal, which is very dangerous, is public schooling, where they require, you know, vaccination to enter into public schooling.
In fact, they're even talking about demanding vaccinations for college now, too.
Yeah. So what this is involving, this means that people who believe in natural health and avoiding these forced vaccinations are going to be forced underground. That is, they're going to have to make sure, and I think this is good in many of the people, and I told my subscribers in the World of Prayer, you need to prepare to get out of public schooling, get any grandchildren, get your children out of public schooling, and to get out of the medical establishment. Just don't go to a doctor. Don't even go to a hospital to have a childbirth, because they will demand that you receive inoculations for these babies in wellness, so-called wellness care, or they won't give you your child back. And this is happening, and this is not theory. This is happening in certain jurisdictions. And so this is very, very serious, and you've got to be prepared to live healthy. And, you know, our family has lived that way for more than a couple of generations, so that we know that it can be done. You don't have to be in the establishment medical system. I don't think there's any way to escape this. It's going to be this Gestapo about mandatory vaccinations, and they're going to use public schooling and any interaction with the medical establishment to demand and to threaten to take away your children if you don't comply with these things. So I think it's very, very serious. Prepare to fight it. Vaccines, you know, resulted in a number of dead, damaged, and autistic children. This is hotly denied, of course, by vaccine makers, government, and medical establishment, despite the hard evidence. And vaccines have such a spotty record of effectiveness anyway. Immunity isn't permanent in most cases, thus the need for booster shots. I have to laugh about the media's response to the measles you know, people who've been vaccinated getting the measles, well, we need more boosters. In other words, we need more socialism. We need more bad stuff when it's not working. And, of course, all these spotty benefits have to be weighed against the high level of danger inherent in vaccine ingredients, including foreign substances, toxic preservatives, immune fooling adjuvants that cause many immune disorders. And that's the big thing. It's not autism. It's all of the epidemic of immune disorders that are caused by vaccines. They purposely put in vaccines things that trick the immune system into not attacking the vaccine, and those problem adjuvants end up causing the immune system to attack its own body. And that's why we're having this rash of arthritis and these other immunal diseases like irritable bowel syndrome, and all these things are can be laid at the feet of vaccines. Very, very dangerous, and I say people just have to really learn to fight these things.
Be careful too, because the vaccines have chemicals in them that work as abortion kind of capabilities as well, and or eventually making it to where you can't have children at all, right?
Well, they did that specifically in a vaccine in the Philippines, in a tetanus shot. They loaded it with an anti war with
thimerosal, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, no, thimerosal is a mercury-based thing, which is very, very damaging to the nervous system. But they actually loaded this vaccine in the Philippines with an abortificant, something that would trigger abortions to test if they could do birth control through vaccines. And it worked. And it caused a massive outrage because the United Nations was involved in this. It was a massive conspiracy. So you just can't trust government. That's the bottom line, to safeguard your health. And it should be illegal for the government to mandate safety measures. They need to protect people's rights, not safety.
All right, I want to move to Scott Walker now. We're vetting these characters one at a time, and every time we dig a little deeper, every time we scratch off the veneer, Kirk Crosby, it doesn't look good. Scott Walker in the news.
Well, at least reason at least I wanted to bring it up is what you've got is each one of these, kind of like Joel said, each one gets his little limelight time in the headlines, but then all the media has to do, as you always teach them, Sam, is the media, he who owns the media makes the rules, and the media can take them down or build them up. So you've got the Scott Walker war on good government, they call it, where they say that, well, one of the entities he established is basically, not doing what it should have done. Then they've got Scott Walker trips on the search for truth. So these are all takedown deals because, you know, he's seen some success lately. And then you've got the Scott Walker sneak attack on senior citizens because he wanted to eliminate some of the state funding and let the feds keep doing it. What he really said he wanted to do was we ought to get out of it. But there's not a lot of room for that in America these days, is there?
Joel, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think anyone that they're pushing for president, look at this headline. Is Scott Walker our next president? You know, Scott Walker in London this week for trade mission, you know, just really promoting him, his budget address. They can't be good because we know the establishment media is globalist pro-government, and if they're pushing someone, it can't be good. So that's almost my litmus test for, you know, ones that the media comes out and fights against. Not necessarily good, but obviously they don't want him. I mean, look at Mitt Romney. The reason they didn't want Mitt Romney was not because he wouldn't have been a good globalist president. He was following the neocon agenda right down the line, except he was pretty tough on Russia, which they didn't like. The point is, you know, they can't have somebody in the White House who they don't have dirt on, that they can't control, because they are going to see too much. They're going to see black operations like Benghazi go down. They got the power to intervene and ask questions and stop the stand-down orders from occurring. That's what would have happened if Romney had been in there. They would have had to control it through an assassination attempt. And they don't like to do those messy things.
Do you think Scott Walker's for real?
Pardon me?
Do you think Scott Walker's genuine, for real, good guy?
I think he is probably a good guy, but he's not a strong one, or they wouldn't be promoting him. He's controllable. That's what I'm saying.
Kurt, in these articles, they're downing him pretty good, though, aren't they?
Well, that's the point I wanted to bring up before he was...
They're attacking him basically for his basic conservative stance and trying to make more out of them than should. But you've got to remember, the left will still have to attack anybody on the Republican side to make it look like there's still a fight. There's going to be people on the media that's going to attack any of the Republican nominees, and there's going to be the majority of the media is going to promote these people, whoever, especially the one that they want. And that's what we're finding. The left is doing their duty. They can't appear to be a rah-rah cheerleader for Scott Rocker, so they are attacking him. But in general, most of the media is promoting it, and that's a danger sign to us in the conservative movement.
Kurt?
You know, it's interesting to see how, at least when you look at his track record, and I don't know if you got to hear the speech that he gave in Iowa, Joel, but he talked about how some of the threats to his family and especially to his wife. He said one of the murder threats was that bothered him the most was somebody who had said they were going to gut his wife. And I thought, man, that guy's been through a lot there in Wisconsin. Wow.
Well, there has been a lot of hate in Wisconsin from the unions and other things. I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of threats. But that endears him, you know, to the conservatives to an extent. But I'm just issuing the warning that I don't think that I just don't think he's meant to be the one. They've got.
Well, again, I think this $1 billion that it takes to run for president these days is going to be a serious issue for the Scott Walkers, for anybody who's real. They just can't raise that kind of money. And so no matter what, they end up by default getting somebody controlled. If somebody can somehow buck that trend and be a contender without big bucks but with a great groundswell of support or with very strong debating skills, etc., in other words, other factors, then they'll do their best to shut them down by marginalizing them. They'll even play games with the delegates if they have to. Whatever it takes, they'll do. But they like this big money game because most folks just can't play, Joel.
That's right. Absolutely true.
All right, my friend. Godspeed. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
There he goes. Joel Skousen, ladies and gentlemen. WorldAffairsBrief.com. JoelSkousen.com. Joel Skousen for his books. WorldAffairsBrief.com for commentary on a troubled world. In your inbox every Friday. Incredible updates from Joel Skousen. For Sam and Kurt, you want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Turn any phone into a radio today, 712-432-5339. We're also live and on demand on the Roku player. Free. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. For Sam and Kurt, we declare, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. This nation shall endure. You going to help? Thanks.